Literary Hyperlinks, The Rise of the Novel. The Chambers Dictionary defines a novel as a fictitious prose narrative or tale presenting a picture of real life. In this sense, the idea we have of the novel comes from the 18th century. Before that time, there were plenty of forms of prose fiction that might be described as novels, but these certainly didn't present a picture of real life. In Pantagruel et Gargantua by the French writer François Rabelais, for example, Gargantua is born from his mother's left ear after an 11-month pregnancy, and many fantastic events follow. Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes marks an important turning point. The book's hero is an old knight who, refusing to believe in the increasingly mundane reality around him, chooses to live in his own fantasy world. A famous moment is when he imagines windmills are fantastic monsters. Don Quixote can be seen, therefore, as a battle between the appeals of fantasy and reality. It was more than a century later that the concerns of real life won this battle and became the dominant concern of the novel. Why did this happen? There are, in fact, several reasons. The rise of philosophical rationalism. The philosophical theories of René Descartes and John Locke, for example, focused on the experience of the individual who could discover the reality of the world around him through his senses and perceptions. Descartes' Discourse on Method, 1637, in particular, wrote about the assumption that we should accept nothing on trust, and that the pursuit of truth is an individual matter, logically independent of the tradition of past thought. The novel is the form of literature which most fully reflects this individualist approach. Previous literary forms were generally based on past history, mythology and fable, whereas the novel's primary criterion was truth to individual experience. The influence of Puritanism and later Methodism. Puritanism preached the idea that man must aim himself by his own efforts and by living a virtuous life. Methodism was in essence the application of the Puritan ethic to everyday life. It stressed the importance of hard work and daily activity, so the practicalities of daily life took precedence over cultivation of the imagination. The expansion of the reading public. This was partly due to the increasing circulation of newspapers, which also brought it with the advent of fact-based journalistic writing about events of the day. The increasingly affluent middle classes, who included merchants and shopkeepers, were beginning to buy more books. Many of these new readers were women. The new reading public was not interested in stories of chivalry and romance or in fantastic tales. They wanted to read stories which reflected their own interests and problems with characters they could more or less identify with. The influence of books such as Don Quixote itself, whose episodic narrative structure and comic treatment of the idealistic world of chivalric romance, provided a model for the 18th century writers like Henry Fielding.